Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. There's a scripture in the book of the Epistle of Paul to the Colossian Church. I think it's chapter 1. So I think it's a good place to look at this morning. And it's amazing that a number of times when God lays something on one's heart to share, either the testimonies will be repeating it or the song ministration will come exactly on it. I mean, it's always happening. And I normally wouldn't have told them before. So God is faithful. Very faithful. And the buttress is what I want to share today. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Colossians 1:27. It reads, to them, God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. This mystery among the Gentiles. So to them, God willed to make known. If you back up a bit, you know who the them are. I now rejoice in myself, in verse 24, for you, and fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God, which was given to me for you. Now you begin to see how it operates. You see where the understanding is needed. Now, if a minister does not understand, you will think the platform, the radiance, the charisma is to establish yourself. It's not. It's never so. Absolutely not. And that's what the devil uses to persecute ministers. Usually, it's not that they are not called. It's not that they are not anointed. But that's this very bit of it, that it is for them, not so much for you. It is from him by you, for them. It is for you to the extent that you know that it is for you, for them. There'll be a flow. There'll be a flow. Which was given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. The mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to who? Come on, talk to me. Come on, read it yourself. To who? Come on, I can't hear you. Because if you don't know this, then this message will be of no use to you. A mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations. So in other words, this mystery was not known by Elijah. This mystery was not understood by Elisha. We revere them. We thank God for the way God used them. Their ability to yield and God to take them and use them. So, you think it would be adequate prayer if I say, I want to be like Elijah. It shows ignorance. I can say that I want God to use me like Elijah. But I can't be like Elijah. I'm in a superior state, even in the program of God. Now, the superior state is not a prideful thing. It's a knowledge thing. Superior in terms of spiritual revelation. You see, in those days, revelations were scanty and few. Revelations are made possible to those who are appointed for certain offices. The king will receive certain things. The priest, certain things. But much more, the prophet. And those were the areas, particularly in the prophet's ministry, that you see miracles. You know why? Because that's where revelation was deposited. Can I shock you? The just shall live by faith. You've read that before. At least four areas in the Bible, spanning the Old and the New Testament. And so if God expects something of me, and I want to manifest that grace, the characteristics of God, of heaven, I will have to walk by faith, live by faith. So in other words, even if it's burning, I know what God has said about it, I can, by faith, see the end of it. And the end of it has no choice, because it must align with the law of faith. It's the law that creates the system. I just feel fine. And I can see clearly that it's within this man. I don't know who the person is. I don't know who the person is. But I know there's a deliverance in Mount Zion. Straight away. I just felt it as I thought, as I spoke. I felt it. They won't let me preach. You know why that happened? God is attesting to his word. Amen. See, what I'm trying to say is this. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. I just want to use that to explain something. Hi, God help me. Somebody needs a breakthrough here. Stand up. It has started. In the name of Jesus. If truly you know you need a breakthrough, okay, it has started. All over the place, it has started. Indeed, if you know you need one, take it now in the name of Jesus. No devil can stop you in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God in the highest. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo-hoo! Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, let me say this quickly. Now, that kind of a movement can be sensual and it can be spiritual. It can be a show-off, but it can be an obedience to an instruction. When it's an obedience to instruction, there'll be proof. There will be definite proof. So the just shall live by faith. Hebrews 11, verse 6. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. Now, how do you think that you can be doing something that doesn't please him and you want to get a pleasing result from him? How can I be doing things in the flesh and I'm waiting for God to give me a pleasing result in my situation? That is what pleases him in my situation. What if I am believing God by faith? Am I pleasing him? Then my results will be so measured. The result that blesses my life pleases him. So, and whatever pleases him concerning my life will be a blessing. Okay, but where I'm going is this. Do you know that you cannot really exercise faith except there's a revelation? Every faith hold, every move of faith is based on the revelation. You can read the word 10 times until you have a revelation there. The moment you have a revelation, you don't need to struggle. Faith starts immediately. You understand what I'm saying? Now, that's a digression, really. So I'm behaving like Paul now. Where I get into digression, I just forget it and I just go on. Colossians 1, please. Yes. Elijah, Moses, all the saints of the Old Testament, and you find all of them listed in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. Great men and women. Our prayers that we're able to attain. So Some of us say, "It's wrong to have." That's okay. But you see, you are already decked more than them. You are loaded spiritually more than them. So that's why the prayer of Paul is very essential, that God will help, let the eyes of my understanding. Why? So that I can know why he has called me. And my worth with him. Well, you don't know what you're worth. How can you walk confidently in the place of your calling? And the greatness of his power made available to me. But I will never see this except as the eyes of my understanding. Which comes by what? That God will come to the spirit of what? Revelation. So let me say boldly, you will not die cheap. In the name of Jesus, you will live. You will declare the glory of God in your lifetime. In the name of Jesus. So usually it's words against words. But if you are walking by faith, your words are words of revelation. So when you say that the mystery which has been hidden, just try to introduce what can be part of the mystery or what can be a little bit of it. I'm not starting. Just bringing that out to see that they didn't have it. For you to appreciate that it wasn't revealed to them. It is revealed to you. Those prophets, because of their ministry and because of the role they will play, they will go to the prophet. What's God saying? What's God saying? He said, where is the word of God? Is there no prophet? And lack of understanding is making today's Christian to be running looking for a prophet. See, in the 20s, I've forgotten the name of God. Three times people have tried to turn God's processes upside down. Human reasoning. Donald G. Yeah. Was Donald G. God used to correct the world at the time. Then this school in Dallas, this Bible school in Dallas, popular. Gordon Lindsay. Some 20, 30 years or 40 years later, Gordon Lindsay. Some 30, 40 years later, Kenneth Hagin correcting the same thing. People always say, they're forgetting the prophets. This is not the time of the prophet. What forgetting the prophet? The prophets are there. There are apostles, there are prophets in our time. There are teachers, there are pastors, there are evangelists. Where have they gone to? And so when I say everybody, run towards the prophet. Come on, enjoy the ministry of the prophet. Enjoy the ministry of the pastor. Enjoy the ministry of the teacher. Enjoy the ministry of the apostles. But don't skew the body by saying everybody run this way. And in Africa, everybody long wish. The saints are loaded. That's what I'm saying. If you refuse to understand and get developed, you'll be sure change all your life. You will go to heaven though. But God wants you to know, and he wants to use you. He wants to flow through you. The mystery which has been hidden from the ages and from generations. Can't you see we are blessed? Wow, I feel the fire. But now has been revealed to who? The saints. Point to a saint in this house. Let me see. Now, if they didn't point to you and they didn't point to themselves, that's, as you see, we need to teach this thing a lot more. I am a saint. And it's not prideful to say that. That's the Bible. Now, with due respect to the Catholic Church, they said, until they canonize somebody, you cannot become a saint. Again, it's lack of understanding. I respect the Catholic Church. And that's why you have to read the Bible for yourself. So that you can understand what the men and women of God are teaching. We are the saints. Okay, wait. So now he's revealing them to the saints. Which saints? Oh, those who are dead and gone. Of what use is revelation? Like Mother Teresa is just going to be canonized, so she's going to become a saint. God bless Catholic Church. There are a lot of good things in Catholic Church. I learned a lot of things from Catholic Church. I'm still learning a lot of things from Catholic Church. But that's not correct. The same thing, they may say something's not correct about us. That's all right. It's a level of religion that we are. Yeah. Even among Pentecostals, some believe that, hey, look, from the day you get born again until the day you die, demons, casting out demons from you, it's a lie from the pits of hell. Casting demons out of you all your life, when will you live a Christian life? But that's okay. It's working for them. It's the level of revelation. Pastor, are you condemning them? Never. I will never. It's the level of revelation. Do you cast out demons? Of course. After he said that, these signs shall follow them that believe in my name, they shall do what? Cast out devils. So we must cast out devils. But if we are casting out devils from you and we are teaching you every day that you go for deliverance, go for deliverance, go for deliverance, go for deliverance, from the day you get born again until the day you end, your carcass is buried, we shall change you in your life. The Bible says you should reign in life as a king. When do you reign? When do you ever reign? These are the things we are saying. Pastor, you know everything. No, I don't know everything. I'm still learning. And that's the truth. We are all still learning. But what I'm saying is, now it has been revealed to the saints. We are the saints. 27 now. To them. Woo! Use the word they used in the last verse. Come on, shout it. Who are the saints? To them God willed to make known what are the what? Riches. Come on. What? Riches of? Of these. The riches of the glory of these. Let me tell you a little bit of how this understanding will help you. My God. Paul was talking. We supply because of an instruction which you have obeyed. My God will supply all of your needs according to the economy of Nigeria. The economy of the United States, of the World Bank, will supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He says, to them God will to make known what are the riches of the glory. So if you know, if you have any revelation of the riches of the glory, some things will begin to change immediately. What are the riches of the glory of this what? Mystery. Even shout mystery. When you know the mystery, when the mystery has been revealed to you, you are a mystery. I and the children God has given unto me, we are mystery. For signs and wonders, we are mysteries. To them God will to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. I'm well placed. Yeah. Because you see, Jesus came among the Jews. They were the covenant children. And now the covenant is extended to all of us. So God was going to make that move. So we who are called the Gentiles, who are non-Jews, so we didn't know anything. But when now God began to make known this revelation, this mystery, to the Jews and to the Gentiles, we are enigmas. Some Jews don't understand what you understand today. And yet, they're still worshiping God by the level of the revelation. And what is this mystery? What is made known? What are the riches? What are these riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles? Come on, somebody read with me. Which is what? Come on, talk to me. So say it. Come on, let me hear you. Christ in me. And what was that? How did that translate to life? Hope of glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Remember in John chapter 1 in verse 11, he said, and this was the beginning of what? Miracles, or the beginning of signs that Jesus did in Cana of Galilee, and he manifested what? So when you're talking about the glory, laden with signs, miracles, enigmas, Malabo Shikabas, where I and the children that God has given unto me, we are for signs and wonders in our generation. The hope of glory. Christ in me, the hope of glory. The hope of glory. You cannot be hopeless in life when you have this revelation. Evil can never overrun you. When you have this revelation, you will always come back. The devil will always be the loser. When you have this revelation, Christ in me, the hope of glory. No matter how far down you are, there is hope. Because the creator of the ends of the earth, the maker of everything, has decided to dwell there. And so when she was singing Inside Out, I said, she's preaching my message. I'm just about to get into it, but I'll stop. But let me just drop this quickly. So how do we leverage this knowledge to the world? Flows. Hey. The wind what? You see, I read engineering. And particularly petroleum engineering. So we major more in fluid flows. Fluid mechanics. Hydrodynamics. Aerodynamics. We do everything with fluid flowing. Fluid, that is gas, water, condensate, vapor. That's our area. And I have an understanding. If it is the spirit, he flows. We'll get into it better. Let me tell you how dangerous it is. When this revelation is there, don't carry a thought too strong in your heart, because it will flow. Yeah, it will flow. The Spirit of God flows. And the thoughts you are nursing will flow to produce for you. It's flow. It's a flow. It's a flow. It's a flow process. Well, how do you explain? See what I mean? Well, what do you understand by this sign shall flow in my name? They shall what? So I say in the name of Jesus. Where is the Jesus? What if I don't have that revelation? I'll just be talking. They will lay their hands. Have you heard testimonies, some mind-blowing testimonies of people that will stand up in church and those around them, not pastors, so we touch them while we pray. And they will come and give mind-blowing testimonies. Those people don't even know that they have that kind of... They have it, but... And anything... Okay. All right. As I close this, let me make two statements that will bring testimonies in your life. In the name of Jesus. So that it will help your own understanding and your belief. You see, what is it? I want God, in the name of Jesus, to help me, do this. The very thing that you fear the most in your life, I want God to deal with it. In the name of Jesus. What will make you shout and run? And I'm asking God to do it this way. You can do it without anybody talking. I want you to open your mouth in the name of Jesus. Come against that thing. So that when the testimony, when the result comes, you say, ha, I prayed to God. God answered me. Because that will affect your faith the rest of your life. Are you ready for this? That's the first one. Why don't you get up and do it? You have 1 minute. What has scared you all your life? But please, don't attack anybody. just talk about yourself. If it's somebody involved, yeah, God will deal with them. But just talk. For example, let me explain. If there's a witch that is always pursuing you and wants to kill you, don't pray God. God should kill her. Just say, God, disgrace her. Don't let anything she tries affect me. Where I have been careless enough to even allow it to touch my body, remove it and turn it back. And that's all. So it's centered on you and God, your own deliverance, your own safety. And that's what I want you to pray. Okay, go ahead. He says, I will cause them who come against you to fall before your face. If they come against you one way, they will flee seven ways. That's the kind of thing that will happen now. The wicked will flee when no man pursues. In the name of Jesus. I mean, run when no man pursues. And you will be free in the name of Jesus. But he whom the Son has set free is free. It includes deliverance, breakthroughs, healing. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise in Jesus' name. The second prayer. The testimonies have started. In the name of Jesus. If the date has been fixed for you to die. No, listen. Because of the prayer you just prayed. They will come and confess. And beg your forgiveness in the name of Jesus. They will. See, we are talking revelations. Thank you. And you know what that will further do to you? Your confidence in his word, his ability, his power, his name. So henceforth, you can live your life by revelation. If it's something that you desire much, a lot in your life, so get ready to testify very soon. In the name of Jesus. The second prayer point is this. It says, I will bless you and you'll be a blessing. Everyone that God faces or turns to say, I'm blessing you, is because he's making you a standout and a blessing to generations. You say generations? Yes. I'm not making a mistake. No, the only people I've blessed are people of my family. Who told you that that's not a generation? But much more than that. So God, all you have given for me to be all you want me to be in life, I receive in Jesus' name. Go ahead. Patience, peace, tolerance, forgiveness, compassion, encourager, strengthener, I receive in the name of Jesus. I receive in the name of Jesus. I receive in the name of Jesus. I receive longevity, good health, lacking nothing. I receive in the name of Jesus. I receive in the name of Jesus. I believe I receive in the name of Jesus. Gifts of the Spirit. I receive in the name of Jesus. Courage, boldness. I receive in the name of Jesus. Wisdom, favor, counsel, the fear of God. I receive in the name of Jesus. Ooh. Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Do you see how it is done? See, you say, how did you get there? It just came to me. And that's how God does it. You know what Kenegi says? He said, if you're looking to the practical ways of being led by the Spirit, he said, the first one, if you're born again and you're a person of the word, is your inward intuition. I'll talk about that later. Maybe during the leadership meeting in February. Pastor's leadership meeting. I mean, there's a lot to really consider then. Because I believe that we are in a very good time in Jesus' name. Do you know that it's getting to a stage that your natural life is not so supernatural? Ordinary, good morning, sir. Good morning, ma. You are imparting blessings. I'm not joking at all. You are imparting blessings. Just that. You are imparting blessings. Just greeting. You are just going, you say, good morning, good morning. And person say, wow. There's something about that person. Your back is paining you. Your back. Okay, come and shake. In the name of Jesus. So our shaking is for our back. In the name of Jesus. Isn't God wonderful? Already now, I've not yet to touch her. He's working on her back. You see, it's a flow. Can you see it's happening there too? Can you see it's happening right there? It's a flow. Why? That's what we are thinking. That's what we are saying. It flows. So in the name of Jesus, see what I mean? So that means that be careful what you are thinking. At any time.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukoju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.